You're awake. Your body works. The weight on your shoulders, literal, this morning, is nothing compared to what you've already carried and set down gently behind you. Strap it tight, stand tall. The next 30 minutes belong to you, not to the inbox, not to the pull of what's undone. Just you, moving forward under load, claiming the fact of yourself, one footfall at a time. Let's walk. Your father is upstairs right now, breathing, resting, safe in the house you provided. That didn't happen by accident. That happened because you made decisions, hard ones, quiet ones, the kind that don't announce themselves, and you followed through. Every meal you share with him is a quiet inheritance, yes, but it's also proof, proof that you can hold what matters without letting it crush you. You didn't wait for permission to bring him here. You didn't wait for the perfect moment. You built the floor strong enough to hold him, and then you brought him home. That counts. Your daughter walks into rooms like she owns them. Not because you told her to, because she watched you. She absorbed the way you move through uncertainty without flinching. She learned confidence the way children learn language, by osmosis, by watching the adult who matters most. You gave her that, not through a speech, through presence, through the thousand small moments when you could have been elsewhere, and you chose to be there. She carries herself the way she does because you taught her, wordlessly, that she has every right to take up space in this world. Your son's hands are still small, still learning to hold things, and every time he reaches for something and grasps it, he's building the neural pathways that will serve him for the rest of his life. You get to witness that. You get to be the one who's there when he figures out how fingers work, how doors open, how his voice can call across a room and someone answers. This is not a small thing. This is the foundation of a human being, and you are front row for it. Your wife carries weight you will never fully see, the invisible load, the mental labor that never makes it onto a to-do list because it happens in the gaps between tasks, in the planning, in the remembering, in the constant low-level hum of holding a household together. She does this, and you know it, and you honor it, not perfectly, not always, but you see her. That seeing matters. The fact that you know what she carries, even when you can't lift it for her, means she is not alone in it. And that changes everything. This family, this exact configuration of people, exists because you chose it. And then you built the container strong enough to hold it. The home that holds 30 years of your lives didn't appear. You made it. You defended it. You kept it standing through every version of yourself that doubted whether you could. You did. That's not guaranteed. That's not automatic. Every system worked. Lungs pulled air, heart pushed blood, brain fired the 10,000 signals that let you stand, walk, think, decide. You have a body that still moves under weight, a body that walks without complaint, legs that carry you through the morning park, where ants work and birds call, and the sun does what it has always done, rises, regardless. This body is your instrument, not your enemy, not the thing that fails you, the thing that has carried you through every hard year and is still here, still willing, still capable of more. You don't take this lightly. You know what it means to have a body that works. You know the alternative. So when you move today, when you add weight and walk and feel your lungs working, you are not punishing yourself. You are honoring the machine that makes everything else possible. Sleep arrives when you let it. That's a lesson you learned the hard way. You can't force rest. You can only create the conditions for it and then get out of the way. And you've gotten better at this. You've learned to stop treating sleep like an inconvenience and start treating it like the recovery protocol it is. Because the work you do, the thinking, the building, the showing up for people who need you sharp, that work requires a nervous system that has been allowed to reset. You give yourself that now, not perfectly, but more than you used to, and that difference compounds. You build systems that earn while you sleep. Read that again. You built systems, not hope, not wishes, actual operational infrastructure that generates value without your constant attention. That's not luck. That's years of practice. That's the discipline of choosing leverage over hustle. You could have kept trading hours for money. You didn't. You built the machine, and now the machine works. The years of practice that made today's work feel effortless, those years weren't effortless. You remember the confusion, the false starts, the times you had no idea if you were building toward anything real, but you kept building, and now, when you sit down to do the work, your hands know what to do. Your mind doesn't thrash. The work flows because you put in the 10,000 hours that earned the right to flow. You have collaborators whose names you don't say out loud every day, but they matter. the people who showed up when you needed them, the ones who said yes when you asked, the colleagues who held their part of the load so you could hold yours. You don't owe them performance gratitude, but you know they're there. And that web of connection, quiet, professional, real, is part of why your work doesn't collapse under its own weight. You have the freedom to choose what you work on, not every hour, not every day, but at the level that matters, the strategic level, the what gets my attention for the next quarter level, you choose. That freedom was earned. You didn't start with it, you built toward it, and now you protect it because you know how rare it is and how easily it can be traded away for things that don't matter. The quiet of nights when the work is yours alone, no one watching, no one grading, just you and the thing you're making. Those nights are sacred. They're where the real work happens, not the performative work, not the work that gets posted, the work that matters to you because it's yours. The discipline you built one day at a time is not a personality trait you were born with. It's a skill you forged. There were days you didn't want to show up, days when the easier choice was to drift. You showed up anyway, not because you felt like it, because you decided it mattered. Every time you choose the hard thing when the easy thing is right there, you are reinforcing the identity of someone who does hard things. And that identity is now load-bearing. It holds up everything else, the lessons disguised as setbacks. You've had enough of those to know the pattern. The thing that looked like failure at the time turns out to be the redirect you needed. You don't romanticize pain. You don't pretend every loss was secretly a gift. But you do know, from lived experience, that most of what felt like the end of something was actually the beginning of the next thing, and you've gotten better at trusting that process. Everyone who taught you, knowingly or not, the people who meant to teach you, yes, but also the ones who taught you by showing you what not to do. The hard conversations, the failures that clarified what you actually care about, the models, positive and negative, that helped you refine your own path. You carry all of that forward. You don't need to name every teacher, but you know you didn't get here alone. You woke up again today. That's the simplest one, the one that makes all the others possible. You are alive. You have another day, another chance to build, to show up, to make one more small decision in the direction of the person you are becoming, because you've learned that the things worth building take longer than you want them to. Your body will carry your work into your 80s. That's not a hope. That's a decision. You are building a body that lasts, not a body that looks a certain way, a body that functions, that moves, that doesn't betray you in the decades when your mind is still sharp, but your knees start asking questions. You are doing the work now that your future self will thank you for. Every weighted walk, every morning you choose movement over comfort. You are buying time. You move toward what you want with patience and force, not one or the other, both. You don't wait passively for things to happen. You build toward them, but you don't burn yourself out sprinting toward a finish line that keeps moving. You apply steady, intelligent pressure. You trust the compound effect of small, consistent action. This is not the easy path. It's the one that works. The discipline of small days compounds into the life you want. You know this now. You've lived it. The life you have today is not the result of one big decision. It's the result of 1,000 small ones. Getting up, showing up, doing the next right thing, and then doing it again the next day. This is not glamorous, but it's real, and it's yours. You trust your judgment more than the noise. This is new. This is earned. You used to second-guess yourself constantly. Check the room. Look for consensus. Wait for permission. You don't do that anymore. You listen. You consider. But when it's time to decide, you trust the version of yourself that has been through enough to know what matters. Your judgment has been tested. It has held. You don't need external validation anymore. You have already done the hardest part. You chose the life you want. You chose the work that matters. You chose to stay when leaving would have been easier. That choice is the foundation. Everything else is just execution. You show up for your family without losing yourself. This is the balance you've been learning. Presence doesn't mean disappearing. It means being there fully when you're there and protecting the space to be alone when you need it. You are not a martyr. You are not performing sacrifice. You are building a life where you can give without depleting yourself. And that requires boundaries. It requires saying no. It requires protecting your energy like the finite resource it is. Money is a tool. Meaning is the work. you've earned enough to know that more money doesn't automatically mean more life. After a certain point, it's just numbers. What matters is what you do with your days, what you build, who you become in the process. The work that makes you feel alive is not the work that pays the most. It's the work that aligns with the person you are trying to become. You are the front row parent for your children, not the parent who shows up for the highlight reel, the one who's there for the boring middle, the homework, the small questions, the moments that don't feel significant until you look back and realize they were everything. Your kids will not remember your job title. They will remember whether you were there, and you are. You write the next decade with the steadiness of someone who has seen the last one through. You are not panicking. You are not scrambling. You are building with intention. The arc to 18 August 2037 is clear. The horizon is visible, and every day between here and there is a sentence in the story you are writing. You don't need to see the whole plot. You just need to write the next sentence with the same care you gave the last one. You do not need anyone's permission to begin. You've internalized this now. You don't wait for the market to validate your idea. You don't wait for someone to tell you you're ready. You begin. You test. You learn. You adjust. Permission is a cage you no longer live in. You do not need anyone's applause to continue. This is harder, because the applause feels good. The validation is a drug. But you've learned to do the work even when no one is watching, especially when no one is watching. Because the work that matters most is often the work no one sees. The quiet building, the long holds, the decisions that won't pay off for years. Your work is service. Your presence is the gift. You are not performing for an audience. You are solving problems that matter. You are showing up for the people who need you. And that showing up, the simple fact of being there, awake, engaged, is the most valuable thing you have to offer. Not your productivity, not your output. You are exactly where you need to be to take the next step. This is not complacency. This is clarity. You are not behind. You are not ahead. You are here. And here is the only place you can take the next step from. You don't need to be further along. You need to be present to where you actually are, so you can see what's possible from this exact position. You treat your craft with the seriousness it has earned. You are not a hobbyist. You are not dabbling. You have put in the years. You have built the skill. You take your work seriously because it deserves to be taken seriously. Not in a way that makes it precious or fragile, in a way that honors the time and attention you have given it. The 10-year arc to 18 August 2037 is not a fantasy. It's a plan. You are 40 now. You will be 50 then. The question is not whether you will age. The question is who you will be when you get there. You have 10 years to build the body, the work, the presence that you want to carry into the second half of your life. 10 years is enough. 10 years is also not that long. The decisions you make this year will echo into that decade. The systems you build now will be the foundation you stand on then. This is not about more income. You know that now. You have enough. What you're building toward is meaning, mastery, contribution, presence. The three replacement fuels that matter after you've cleared the survival phase. The edge of your current ability. The dent you make in the world's grain, the moments your children remember. These are not abstract. These are the actual coordinates you're navigating toward. Mastery is the work that stretches you, not the work that's comfortable, not the work you've already done 100 times, the work that sits just past your current capability and asks you to reach. This is where you feel alive. This is where the craft deepens. You are not here to repeat yourself. You are here to get better. Contribution is the impact that outlasts the transaction, the thing you leave behind that helps someone you'll never meet. You're not building for legacy in the sense of monuments. You're building for utility, for the systems that still work after you're gone, for the lessons that get passed forward. This is not about ego. This is about making a dent in the grain of the world that matters. Presence is the gift your children will remember, not the stuff you bought them, not the vacations, the fact that you were there, that you listened, that you saw them, that when they needed you, you put down the phone and looked them in the eye and gave them your full attention. This is the work that can't be outsourced. This is the work that compounds into the relationship you'll have with them when they're adults and you're the one who needs them. The six domains are not equal every day. Some days create demands everything you have. But you know the map now. You know when you're over-indexing on drain and under-investing in inner. You know when connection is slipping and self needs repair. This is not about balance in the Instagram sense. This is about awareness, about seeing the whole system and making adjustments before something breaks. Rest is non-negotiable. You've learned this the hard way. You cannot outwork a deficit. You cannot think your way through exhaustion. Recovery is not weakness. It's the thing that makes everything else possible. The body and mind need downtime to integrate, to repair, to reset. You protect your rest now, not because you're soft, because you're smart. Self is the body that carries the work. If this fails, everything else fails. You are building a body for the long game, for the decades when your mind is still sharp, but your physicality becomes the limiting factor. Every walk with weight, every morning you move before the day demands your attention. This is not vanity. This is infrastructure. Inner is the quiet contact underneath the doing, the space where you remember who you are when you're not performing, when you're not producing, when you're just sitting with your own breath and your own thoughts and your own unresolved questions. This is where the real navigation happens. This is where you course correct before you drift too far off track. Connection is the people who outlast the projects. Your wife, your kids, your father, the friends who have been there long enough to see multiple versions of you. These relationships are not transactional. They are foundational, and they require tending. Not grand gestures, just consistent presence, just showing up. Create is the output that matters, the work you do that aligns with who you're becoming. Not all of it will be visible. Not all of it will be celebrated, but you will know. You will know when you're making something that matters to you. And that knowing is enough. Drain is the leaks you see clearly and shrink slowly. You don't have to eliminate every inefficiency. You just have to see them, to name them, to make them conscious, and then to reduce them incrementally. The death by 1,000 cuts is real, but so is healing by 1,000 small repairs. You operate by principles now, not rules, not rigid systems that break under pressure. Principles that bend but don't break. Small reversible changes over large refactors. You don't tear everything down and start over. You adjust, you iterate, you test, you learn. This is how you've built everything that's lasted. Long hold convictions over short hold reactions. You don't let the news cycle dictate your strategy. You don't pivot every time something feels urgent. You hold your convictions long enough to see if they're real. And when you do change direction, it's because you've gathered evidence, not because you panicked. The body is messenger, not obstacle. When you're tired, you rest. When you're wired, you move. When your chest tightens, you breathe. You don't override the signals anymore. You listen. You respond. You trust that your body knows things your mind hasn't caught up to yet. The discipline of the boring middle. You've learned to love this part. Not the launch, not the finish. The middle. The long stretch of showing up when no one is watching and the results haven't arrived yet. This is where most people quit. This is where you build. Money is fuel, not finish line. You have enough. You will make more. But you don't confuse accumulation with achievement. Money buys time. It buys freedom. It buys the ability to say no to things that don't matter, but it doesn't buy meaning. That you have to make yourself. You're halfway through this walk now. Your breath is steady. Your legs are working. The weight on your back is still there, but you've adjusted to it. This is the metaphor. This is how you move through life now. You carry the load. You adjust. You keep walking. Inbox Alley is not just a product. It's a decade of earned expertise turned into leverage. It's the system that proves you can build something valuable and repeatable, the engine that funds the freedom to choose what you work on next. You're not done with it, but you're past the phase where it required all of you. Now it requires the right parts of you, applied intelligently. Consistra is the bet on what you're becoming, the long-form thinking, the system's work, the discipline of showing up in public and saying, "This is what I've learned." It doesn't have to be the biggest thing you build, but it has to be real. It has to be true, and it has to serve people who are a few steps behind you on the same path. The family is not a domain you optimize. It's the thing that makes the optimization matter. You show up for your kids not because it's efficient, but because it's the point. You sit with your father not because it's on the to-do list, but because time is finite and one day he won't be upstairs anymore. You honor your wife not because you've mastered partnership, but because she is the other half of the structure that holds everything else up. The body is the project that never ends. There is no finish line. There is only the daily choice to treat it with respect, to move it, to feed it well, to let it rest. You are building a body for 50, for 60, for 70. You are not training for a race. You are training for a life. In 10 years, you will look back on this walk and know it counted. Not because it was extraordinary, because it was ordinary, because you did it, because you showed up on a morning when you could have stayed in bed, and you strapped on the weight and you walked. And you did this enough times that it became who you are. The man you're becoming doesn't wait for motivation. He doesn't need the perfect conditions. He just begins. And then he continues. He knows that the boring work is the important work. He knows that small decisions compound. He knows that the life he wants is built in the margin between I should and I did. You are not trying to be exceptional. You are trying to be consistent. And consistency over time is what builds everything that lasts. The body, the work, the relationships, the craft. None of it comes from one heroic day. All of it comes from the accumulation of ordinary days where you chose the hard thing over the easy thing. You are not behind, you are not ahead, you are exactly on time. The life you have today is the result of every choice you've made up until now, and the life you'll have in 10 years will be the result of every choice you make between now and then. You get to show her what's possible. Your son is learning how to be in the world by watching you. He's learning what strength looks like, what patience looks like, what it means to build something slowly, what it means to fail and keep going. He doesn't need you to be perfect. He needs you to be real. He needs to see you struggle and recover. He needs to see you uncertain, indecisive. He needs to see the full version of you, so he knows it's okay to be the full version of himself. Your father is watching you build the life he couldn't, not because he failed, because the circumstances were different, the resources were different, the world was different. And now, in his final years, he gets to rest in the house you made safe. He gets to watch his grandchildren grow. He gets to see his son become the man he hoped he'd be. You gave him this, not through grand gestures, through quiet, consistent decisions that accumulated into a life. Your wife is not your project. She is your partner. And partnership means you don't try to fix her. You don't try to optimize her. You just show up. You hold space. You share the load. You see her when she's invisible to everyone else. You honor the work she does that no one applauds. This is not easy. This is the work that matters most. You have 10 years, 3,650 days, give or take. Every one of them is a chance to take one more step toward the person you're becoming. You don't need to know the whole path. You just need to know the next step. And the next step is always the same. Show up. Do the work. Take care of the body. Be present for the people who matter. Build the thing that's yours to build. The North Star is not a destination, it's a direction. You are not trying to arrive. You are trying to keep moving in the direction of mastery, contribution, presence. Some days you'll move fast. Some days you'll barely move at all. But as long as you're oriented correctly, you're on track. The work you did yesterday set up the work you'll do today. And the work you do today sets up the work you'll do tomorrow. This is the only way anything gets built. One day, then another, until the days accumulate into a decade, until the decade becomes the life you are trying to build all along. You are not waiting for permission. You are not waiting for the perfect moment. You are not waiting for certainty. You are moving now, with the information you have, with the body you have, with the time you have. This is the only way forward, through the uncertainty, through the doubt, through the boring middle where nothing feels like it's happening, but everything is. Your breath is still steady. Your legs are still moving, the weight is still on your back, and you're still here, still walking, still building, still becoming. This is the work. This walk is the work.